This is KERA News. When a child is diagnosed with a mental illness, parents can play a crucial role in their treatment. But what happens when those children become adults? The KERA series, The Caregivers, spotlights North Texans navigating the challenges of care. It's part of KERA's mental health project, On Our Minds. In the second chapter of this series, Saida Hassan explores how one Fort Worth mother is caring for her adult son with schizophrenia and the legal hurdles tripping her up.
It's a Sunday morning in November, and Debbie Spruill is wearing a black and white striped dress to match her fellow choir members at the Straightway Christian Church in Burleson. They join in song as the congregation files in. It's been a tough morning. Before Debbie left home, her son, Jermaine Haley, wasn't in a good state of mind, and they had a disagreement. Debbie is a Fort Worth native and a caregiver to 30-year-old Jermaine. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia about 10 years ago. Symptoms can be managed with treatment and can include hearing voices, having hallucinations, and a lack of pleasure in everyday life.
He is never compliant with his medication once he gets out of the hospital. He goes in and out several times a year, and when he gets out, he never takes his medicine again until he goes back.
Much of the past 10 years have looked like this for Debbie. Jermaine's been committed to mental health facilities across North Texas, usually for 90-day stints. When he's released, he comes back to Debbie's house.
When he first gets out of the hospital, he's primarily doing pretty good. But after that, as he starts to decline, he's not able to take care of himself or fix himself anything to eat.
Debbie works full-time to support the two of them, but she's getting older, and it's getting harder. At times, Jermaine has torn things up around the house. Debbie has tried to get him into some group homes, but he never wants to stay. When she's home, Debbie spends a lot of time alone.
I have to stay locked in my room most of the time, depending on how he is.
She passes the time reading or watching crime procedurals on TV.
If he is having a pretty good day, then I'm able to come out, straighten up. But if he is not, then most of the time I go and get him something to eat and I stay back in my room and try to stay out of his way.
Despite being his caregiver, Debbie can't force Jermaine to take his medication or make any concrete decisions about his care. That's because he's a legal adult with his own rights.
Debbie has a problem that's sadly typical to Texas law, which is that she's falling in this gap within the laws.
Matthew Burke is an attorney with the Johnson firm in Dallas. He says Texas offers some legal remedies for people like Debbie and Jermaine. Debbie could seek a medical power of attorney, but Jermaine could revoke the agreement. There's the option to seek a guardianship, a more permanent legal tool which could allow Debbie to decide where Jermaine lives, who he sees, and what type of treatment he receives. But that would also mean stripping Jermaine of basic rights, which is why the state of Texas says guardianship should be the last and best available choice. It's expensive, and applications have to be filed with a court.
In addition to the financial toll, the time toll, there's often a deep and harmful emotional toll on all the parties involved.
4 years ago, state lawmakers introduced a new tool called a supported decision-making agreement. It's meant to be a less extreme alternative, allowing adults to appoint someone to make certain choices for them without going through the courts. But even if Jermaine and Debbie signed off on an agreement, the concept is still pretty new.
So when you hand one of those over to an institution like a hospital or a bank, they're probably going to look at it quizzically and not really know what to do with it.
Let the church say amen. Come on, let the church say amen.
Debbie Spruill isn't certain of her next steps.
Getting support from friends, family, loved ones, church members is very important because if I didn't have people like praying for me, I wouldn't be able to make it.
Back at the Straightway Christian Church, assistant pastor Dorothy Hines tells the story of Job, a biblical figure who remained faithful even when challenged by the devil himself.
The good thing about it, I'm kind of like Job. want to, but he still can't touch me.
In a few moments, Debbie will return home to her duties as a caregiver. But for now, she closes her eyes, raises her hands, and says, "Hallelujah." I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.